We are joined right now by the WBC heavyweight champion of the world, the Bronze Bomber, leader of the Bomb Squad. Defeated Luis Ortiz by knockout on November 23rd. He is now 42-0-1. 41 wins by knockout. Deontay Wilder is my guest. Deontay, good to have you back. How are you?
Hey, good to be back. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Super, man. I'm awesome, and it's great to have you back. Before we get to the knockout, which was incredible, can you take me back to earlier in that fight? The thinking outside the ring, Deontay, was Luis Ortiz was having success in the first six rounds. It was not going the way you would have liked. What were you thinking as you went through the first few rounds?
Well, going through the first few rounds, I knew that from the first experience with Ortiz, that he was a great counterpuncher, and you had to move strategically with him in the ring, because even with him, if you make a mistake, he will punish you. He will, you know, give sign back, you know. And I knew that coming in, so I had to be very patient, and I had to calculate my punches. I had to calculate what my feet positioning were. It was a lot of things that took place in that moment in time, you know. As you can see, that I'm one of the hardest hitting punchers, they say, in history. You know, numbers don't lie. But with him, it was all a setup. Everything was setting up. I'm a type of fighter that I could lose rounds and really don't care. I don't go in fights worrying about if I'm going to lose this round, I'm going to win this round, because I have something that all heavyweights want, and that's power. And when it came to that seventh round, was the same round he was successful in. It was the same round that I set him up with a beautiful – I mesmerized him with four jabs at the end of the 10 seconds, four jabs. I came to an angle of him. I came with a faint jab and came right down the pipe with the right hand, and it was all was a setup leading all the way up to that point, and I executed perfectly. And, you know, I'm just happy with the results and what happened, and to get the fans what they came to see. They came to see knockout, and I was telling people, don't blink. Don't go to the concession stand. Don't go to the bathroom. Don't have a busy neighbor by you, because, you know, you don't know when it's coming, but it's coming. And when it comes, bam, baby, good night.
Deontay Wilder, the Bomb Squad, he is joining us right now. All right, so what did it feel like? You've been setting him up, and I think you make a great point, right? I would not say this about really anybody else, but given your power, maybe the scorecards don't matter a hell of a lot. Not when you have that kind of power. You had been setting him up. It was going as planned. What did it feel like when you connected with that particular punch?
I mean, I didn't at this moment in time when I hit him at that specific time, I didn't feel nothing, you know. And that's the kind of weird thing about boxing, or I would say knocking someone out. You know, everyone has different structure in their face. You know, the bone structure is different. So when I hit guys, I get different feelings as well, you know. Sometimes I hit guys, I could feel all the bone structure in their face and my fist. Sometimes it feel like, you know, slicing some thick cheese. Sometimes you just don't feel nothing, you know. And in that specific moment in time, when I hit him, although I hit him on one of the hardest parts of his body, and that's his forehead. Out of the whole part of his head, I hit him in the forehead and was able to still, you know, knock him out. And you would think you would feel something, or a broke hand or something like that. That's almost like comparing to hitting a wall. But the only thing about the wall don't hit back. And it was crazy, because when I hit him, I didn't feel absolutely nothing. And, you know, of course, it's like I've knocked out guys over 40-something times. So I automatically know when I hit him and a certain thing happens, you know, I know that it's over, or I go to the neutral corner. So, you know, it's just an amazing feeling just to be in this type of sport, where it's a combat sport, and be able to, you know, entertain people by knocking another guy out and just going through the experience with your own body of what it feels like to receive punches or even deliver punches. And, of course, I like to be the one on the delivery end instead of the receiver.
No doubt. Deontay Wilder is joining us. You know, it seems to me also, when people focus on that great, great punching power, it is easy to ignore your strategy. And as you point out, you were setting him up. There was strategy. Mm-hmm. So when you fight, what should people watch to help them appreciate your strategy?
I mean, I think at this point, I think, like, my style is what it is, and I think people is gonna take away from what I've been displaying all this time. Like, I'm 42-0 with 41 KOs. Like, all this time, people have been waiting on the knockout. That's what they do now. They just wait. Like, people look past my skill level. I have great skill level. The way I think in there, you know, and they say boxing and boxing styles make fights, and that's so true. Everyone can't have one-on-one fundamental skills of boxing, throwing the proper right hand, throwing the proper jab, throwing the proper left hook that comes behind the right hand. You know, if every fighter had the same technique and style, boxing would be a boring sport. No one would want to watch it. But because of the styles and different styles and uniqueness of the styles, that what makes it exciting, and that what matchmaking. That's what the matchmakers have fun with, because of the different styles of it. And with my style, it just, I'm the first of my kind. No one has never seen such a style that I possess or that I have. So with this whole time, like, people have been so used to me just knocking people out. So when they come and see me fight, that's the main, they don't even see the skill. They don't even see that you have to set a person up with the jab to come with the right hand, so they don't see the right hand. You have to be able to put enough torque and enough torque and twist on your hips as well as your legs to get that full momentum of power to come in. And then after that, the hook follows behind with a torque or a twist of your front legs and your hook. Like, all that things takes skill. It takes time. And even with power, like, people look at me and say, oh, he just have power. He's just a one-hit type of person. That's not true. Power is just only the perch that comes with those skills that's behind it. Because even with power, I have to have eye coordination. I have to have angling and positioning. And I got to have timing to be able to throw that powerful punch and even land on my opponents. If I cannot do that, then my skill level is very low. But as we can see, like I say, women lie, men lie, but numbers don't lie. And I've done that the best. I'm the hardest hitter punch in boxing history. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a set of skills. It's different. It's unusual. But I'm unique. And that's what's special about me. My grandma said I was anointed by God years ago. And I'm only letting this little light of mine shine.
Deontay Wilder joining us on the program. All right, before I let you go, champ, then there's Tyson Fury. And there are reports that there may be a rematch on February 22nd in Las Vegas. So you've always said that you learn every single time you get in the ring. What did you learn from that first fight that you could apply to this one?
Yes. It was an amazing fight. It was a point in time in my career where, you know, I was battling with so many different sports, especially being in America where we have so many different, you know, sports is going on. And I feel like that particular time in history, I had that special moment to myself. I had a point in time where everyone was paying attention. I had my own date. No other sports was going on. Nothing else. It was just boxing. It was just me. And I had an opponent that could sell the fight with me as well. You know, a guy from the UK. So at that point in time, I got so excited. I was like, oh, my God, this is my time and my moment. Heavyweight boxing in America is back. It's here. And I know I'm the man for the job to keep it even more exciting and entertaining. So in my mind, it's like, I got to do something spectacular. I got to do something dramatic. It got to end with a knockout. But at that same time, it was like, why force something? It's like, but there was way later after the fight, I wanted to knock him out so bad. I wanted to get the fans, the people, something, you know, especially newcomers, people coming back. Like, is it heavyweight boxing back? Oh, who is this guy? Wow. I want to see what it's about. So when you come to see this fight, I wanted you to leave with no doubt in your mind that we will come back to see the next fight over and over again because this guy is so excited. And I wanted to knock him out so bad that I tried. I did something that I know that if I do it, it don't happen. At least it doesn't happen when I want it to. But I know if I calm down and let my hands go and let me do what I do, get in my groove and my tone of pace and do my own thing, that the magic happens. And I forced it into the last end of the 12th round when I just let my hands go, let me do what I do, got comfortable, boom, boom, bam, baby, good night. I tell my fighters, you have to be perfect for 12 rounds. a guy like me only had to be perfect for 2 seconds. And that's what makes it exciting. So this time around, the only thing that I could change up is being more patient. I have all the fundamentals, the skills, and the tools that's necessarily needed to beat Tyson Fury. He's actually an easier opponent to beat. All I had to do was calm down this time. I got it. You know, that point in time, like I said, I was very excited, and I'll never take that back. I love to feel that moment right now as describing. They say when you go back into time with your mind and describe an old past event that occurred, you still feel those same emotions. And me describing it, I feel those excitement. I feel that adrenaline that I had that night. Well, come February 22nd is going to be a different feeling, a different night for me. It's going to be a great moment in time for me, but a bad time and moment, a bad moment in time for him. I can't wait. This will be a knockout, and he may spend several weeks or even months in the hospital. But he's going to get paid well. And this sport right here, man, it's an amazing sport that allow us to go on there and provide our service to our greatness and give people what they want to see. So that's going to be the difference in the first fight and the second fight. I'm going to be more patient. I felt Fury gave me all of him. It's nothing that he could do, you know, to change. He had three training camps, 2 warm-up, and he brought 5 trainers in. There's nothing else that he can improve on. But for me, the sky's the limit.
Sounds to me, Deontay, like if you're patient and you let it come to you, you just give him the nothing will be over. WBC heavyweight champion of the world. He is the Bronze Bomber. He is the leader of the Bomb Squad. He defeated Luis Ortiz by knockout on November 23rd. Deontay, you and I have had some really good conversations, but none better than that. Great to have you back. Thank you very much, and you know we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, baby. Anytime, man. And always love, peace, and God bless. And Bomb Squad!
My man, Deontay Wilder. That's how you close a show. We're not done yet, but that's how you close a show. Man, he was good today. Guy like that, the champ makes my job easy. So much so that I can even say to him, you know what you should do, champ? If I were you, here's what I would do. I would be patient, set this guy up, and then just give him the... Except with Deontay, there is no... I mean, there is. But mostly it's just... The Bomb Squad. Man, he was something else. 42-0-1, I should say. 41 by KO. And he said when we do it again, when we run it back on February 22nd, he could be in the hospital for many weeks or months, but it won't matter because he's going to make a lot of money. But it's going to go very well for me and very poorly for him.